Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Grab you a drink, get in sync. It's two assholes with a podcast, and we don't give a damn what you think. This is the Two Cents and Nonsense Podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Watslicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also, follow us on that Instagram at 2Nonsense1, the number 2Nonsense, and the number 1. Don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Join the group. Post up. We'd love to have you. As, well, most weeks, because we don't do this every week. This is a sports talk episode.
No, we do a sports talk, which usually ends up being wrestling.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, it was a couple weeks where we didn't do a sports talk episode. We did some other stuff. But when it's because we had guests.
But it should have been all wrestling anyway.
Yeah. It would have been all wrestling anyways. Tonight, you have AEW Saturday Night Dynamite. That is actually on as we speak. We record these on Saturdays. That is on at 6 p.m. They got moved because of the NBA basketball season.
Not because of, you know, they're trying to counter-program NXT TakeOver because they would lose that.
Yeah, they weren't trying to counter-program NXT TakeOver. They legitimately got bumped because of playoff basketball. It didn't matter what they wanted to do. If they even if they wanted to do that, it didn't matter. It was getting moved either way. So AEW Saturday Night Dynamite is going on. NXT TakeOver Triple X
30.
It's Triple X, same difference.
Okay, well, you gotta say 30. Triple X is porn.
They shouldn't have put the Triple X up there. That's what they put up there.
I know that's what they put up there. I'm just saying, for us.
Yeah. So that's going on tonight as well. A UFC event is going on tonight. Two of the participants tested
UFC
positive.
Every goddamn Saturday. So.
Yeah. Two of them tested positive for COVID, so they won't be in there. And tomorrow night will be SummerSlam. WWE SummerSlam will be taking place. We went over those matches last week, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did anything change? Do you know? I don't know
if they changed. Well, there is no Intercontinental match because Jeff Hardy took the belt on Friday.
Why the fuck did Jeff Hardy take the belt on Friday?
Oh, you didn't know that?
I don't watch that shit.
Like, oh, yeah. Jeff Hardy took the belt off of AJ.
How did Jeff Hardy even get a title shot?
He's fucking Jeff Hardy. He don't need...
What?
He don't need no credentials. It's Jeff Hardy.
He needs credentials to get a... They need to stop doing AJ like that.
Not to Vince, he don't need no credentials.
Are you fucking kidding me, man?
Jeff Hardy's homegrown. They'll put him over anybody except for Roman. So, I don't even know. He might put him over Roman.
He might
Who
put
knows?
Him over Roman. Like, bro, there's no reason for Jeff Hardy. There's not a reason in the world for Jeff Hardy to be the Intercontinental Champion right now.
And they also changed the stipulation between Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
They changed it from a hair versus hair. They changed it to loser leaves WWE.
Yeah. Which we all know Sonya Deville's about. Or I don't think she's leaving. She's taking a break.
Uh-huh.
And what they didn't tell us, which, you know, anybody who follows, Mandy Rose was in the house with Sonya Deville when that shit got broken into.
Yeah.
So.
That's... I mean, they don't tell us that. I mean, we know that they're friends. We know that they've been friends for a long time.
Yes, they're eating donuts together right now.
Yeah. You know? They've been friends for a long time. So, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, damn, man, like her house got broken into. Her dude had been stalking her. Thought he was going to kidnap a bitch. Like, yo, what you thought? Yeah, I hope you had some weapons, nigga.
She had legit. A knife, remember?
That's it? That's all you had?
Well, you know, he was trying to catch her while she was asleep.
Oh, that's what he was trying to do, catch her while she was asleep?
Yeah.
He know better than to try to get that MMA bitch.
Because he rolled up in there like 2-something in the morning.
Yeah, you don't roll up in that joint.
Nah, because she going to kick you in your face.
She legit is an MMA fighter.
Yeah, she's legit going to kick you in your face and break your fucking jaw.
You know, but also in the UFC, speaking of that, John Jones relinquished the light heavyweight title.
Yep. Yes, he did.
I guess he's pursuing the heavyweight division.
Yeah. Speculation. There is no contract or anything, but speculation is he's moving up to heavyweight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm guessing he's pursuing that. Like you said, there's nothing in place as of yet.
He ran through the whole lightweight division.
Yeah. Dominique Reyes wanted a rematch against him. He's not going to get it, but he is going to get a title shot in 6 weeks against Jan, I think it's Jan Blachowicz.
You're asking the wrong one.
Blachowicz.
All I care is about Nunez is going to beat some bitch ass in December.
You know?
that's all I care about.
That's going to be at UFC 253, which is in 6 weeks. Reyes is upset about the short time frame.
Well, nigga, you ain't got to take the fight. You ain't got to take the title fight.
It's a title fight, dog. Stop playing, dog. Like, you supposed to be ready.
Shit.
You supposed to stay ready so you ain't got to get ready.
Yeah, tell Dana you don't want that belt. Well, you don't want that fight. He already got your replacement in the bag. Somebody else wants a title fight already.
Like, you know, stop bitching and go ahead and take the fight. It's ridiculous, man. But that's going to be in 6 weeks at 253. I think it's the co-main event. I forget who's the other co-main on that. 253. You know who's the other co-main?
No.
Oh, it's Israel. The middleweight champ.
Kirk, I don't know who he is, so I don't watch UFC. I watch certain people.
Right. And you waiting for Nunez.
Yeah, in December.
To whip some bitch ass in December.
And retire, hopefully. She need to retire. Stop beating bitches' asses. You don't ran through two weight classes.
Yeah.
Just stop. Just stop it. Retire, hang it up, go do some movies or something.
Or do some movies or something. You know what I'm saying?
Or, you know, you're always welcome at WWE to whip some bitch ass. Because they don't know what they're doing with their women's division.
Their women's division is trash.
It's not even that it's trash. It's that they don't use them. They only use three people.
Case in point, SummerSlam. Asuka gets two title shots.
Like, yes.
Like, what the fuck? That shit don't make nail bit of sense. Oh, my goodness. Ridiculous. You know. Basketball has been going on.
Yes.
The playoffs are in full effect.
Yes.
But before we get to the playoffs, Nick Nurse has been named Coach of the Year. He's coach of the Toronto Raptors. He was up there against Mike Budenholzer from the Milwaukee Bucks, and Billy Donovan from the Oklahoma City Thunder. What do you think of this, man?
I don't think anything about it.
Do you think it was the right choice?
I could care less.
You care less?
About either one of the teams.
It ain't my team. Yeah, they still have most improved player to give away. Bam Adebayo from the Miami Heat, Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks, and Brandon Ingram from the New Orleans Pelicans. Who do you think winning that one?
Say it again. What was the category?
Most improved player. Luka Doncic, Bam Adebayo from Miami, the center from Miami, and Brandon Ingram from the New Orleans Pelicans.
You can give it to that Dookie.
What Dookie?
Brandon Ingram.
Brandon Ingram?
He's a Dookie. He went there 1 year and left.
Okay, you can give it to the Dookie.
Yeah.
Six Man of the Year Award. I still don't understand how they did this. Montrezl Harrell from the L.A. Clippers.
Not him.
Lou Williams from the L.A. Clippers.
That's possible. And
Dennis Schroeder from the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay, it's Lou Williams. Again.
Again.
You know?
How do you have two LA Clippers that's the sixth man of the year? That doesn't even make any sense.
Because there was nobody else to give it to, so they made up a spot.
they made a spot in there. Just
yes.
Like, yo, you both of you are finalists. That's bullshit. NBA Defensive Player of the Year, Anthony Davis from the Los Angeles Lakers. Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. And
it's Rudy Gobert. He shut down the whole league.
And Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It's Rudy Gobert. Matter of fact, Rudy shut down the world. Because once he caught COVID, everything shut down. All sports. All sports, airports, everything. He shut down the world.
I thought you were saying this in a minute.
No, okay. That is legit. That nigga shut down the world. Think about it. As soon as he caught COVID, the NBA shut down. Baseball shut down, even though it wasn't even there, but it was still shut down. You know what I'm saying?
Everything did shut down when they caught. When they was like, "Oh, this nigga caught it, and he was coughing on mics." Yo, they were done.
Yes.
Yeah, he did shut down the world.
He shut down the world. Ain't no nigga in the world can say that other than him. So, if I was him, I'd make T-shirts and be selling that shit. Like, I shut down the world. What you do?
So he should win Defensive Player of the Year.
Hell, motherfucking yeah.
Okay. Rookie of the Year, Kendrick Nunn from the Miami Heat. Zion Williamson from the New Orleans Pelicans. Or Ja Morant.
Ja Morant is the only right answer.
Why the fuck? How did Zion become a finalist for Rookie of the Year?
Because they wanted him to win. They wanted him
Yo,
to.
Yo, if Ja Morant gets screwed out of this award, that's bullshit.
Plain and simple, they wanted Zion to win because they didn't even talk about Ja Morant coming out of college. Yeah, you're the number two pick or whatever you was. We don't care. It's all about Zion.
All about Zion. Ja Morant is a beast out there, though. He ball.
He's better than Zion, too.
And the MVP finalists are James Harden from the Houston Rockets, LeBron James from the Los Angeles Lakers, and Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks.
It's Giannis.
Think it should be Giannis again?
Yeah. Before the break, they had the best record in the NBA. Plain and simple.
Right. You know the media controls that shit, man. It's all about the narratives. It's all about their votes. I think they're going to give it to LeBron.
No, I think they're going to give it to Giannis.
You know, just for him taking the motherfuckers to the playoffs, I think they will get it to him.
Oh, wow. Just because you took a team to the playoffs don't mean shit.
I know it doesn't.
You had Anthony Davis. What's Giannis got? Chris garbage-ass Middleton?
Goddamn, dog. Chris Middleton ain't garbage, man. Why you got to do Chris Middleton like
he
that?
He playing like he garbage?
These playoffs, he is. Like, I mean, they're up 2-1 though. They ended today. They beat the guys today. They beat the Magic today.
Yeah, because of Giannis, not because of what did Chris Middleton have? Check his stat line. What do you have? Like 5 points.
Nah, he played 31 minutes. He had 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 17 points. I mean, Giannis had 35.
I know he did.
Brooke Lopez had 16. Eric Bledsoe had 14.
So Chris Middleton had 17 garbage time points. That's what I heard.
Nah, man. He played 31 minutes.
Just because he played 31 minutes.
Starter. Like,
that don't mean you get starter points. You got them garbage time points. Giannis came out the game in the fourth. He's like, yo.
Chris Middleton ain't playing the fourth. They both played 31 minutes. So they was on the floor at the same time.
Nah.
You don't think so?
He told Chris Middleton, you better go get some confidence in that fourth quarter against the bitch warmers. Word up.
That's disrespectful.
No.
You're disrespecting the hell out of Chris Middleton.
He's right disrespecting now. Himself on the court by missing all of goddamn jump shots.
Yeah. Where is the advanced stats at? So I can see what it is. Hold on. Wow. They don't even have it. Hold up. He was 7-for-17. The last game they played against the Magic that they actually won as well. He had 2 points. He played 31 minutes. He was 1-for-8. 0-for-4 for 3-point range. They did win that game. The game that the Magic won, he was 4-for-12. Yo, he is having another shitty ass.
Like I told you, they put him in the fourth quarter. Like, go get your confidence up.
He's struggling. They put him in the fourth quarter. Told him go get his confidence up.
Yeah, man.
Oh my goodness. I'm laughing, so I'm sweating around here. Right now, as we speak, the Miami Heat are up 116 to 112 against the Indiana Pacers. My Pacers, with a minute 40 left in the game.
So, hey, is Oladipo playing? Because I know he had that fucked up eye.
He is playing, but he's not the same. T.J. Warren isn't playing that well this series.
Yeah, because Jimmy Butler is like, fuck that, nigga. I don't like you. So I'm putting that D on you.
Jimmy Butler is taking his personal. It is a personal vendetta against that man. And, of course, we don't have Sabonis playing. He did re-enter the bubble today for some reason. I don't understand why the fuck you re-enter the bubble when you got to wait like 4 days before you can do anything. The series will be over by the time you...
Well, they was hoping they would have got a W today.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Hoping. But I don't think it's
It's possible still.
Yeah. It is possible, but I don't know. Yeah, I mean, soon as this update, we'll know for sure. I'm pretty sure that the game is over by now.
What you think about Harrell and Luka going at it last night?
I didn't see it.
Oh. Well, Luka told that nigga, stop flopping. And then Harrell called him a pussy-ass white boy.
Yeah, he called him a pussy-ass white boy.
Yeah, you could read the lips.
Hey, man. I don't think I would call Luka a pussy.
No.
I mean, the nigga did try to play yesterday.
Luka going to be MVP of the league someday, so.
He is. He did try to play yesterday with the hurt ankle.
Yeah, he got hurt and came back.
He actually hurt that ankle in game one. He hurt that ankle in game one of the series, and he's been playing on it ever since. But I don't know. I mean, they say he is questionable for game four. He's probably going to give it a go, but...
of course he's going to give it a go.
You know, you can't fault the guy for being a leader of his team.
Shit, if I'm Luke, I'm like, shoot me up.
Shoot him up.
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Let's do it.
like, fuck these Clippers, man.
You know?
Because, truthfully, the Mavericks, to me, have been the best team in this series.
They have been a better team.
You know, game one, they only lost because Porzingis got ejected.
Right.
They beat the shit out of him in game two.
Yep.
And Luka got hurt in game three.
Yeah, Luka got hurt. He got hurt with, I think it was...
Somewhere in the third, I think.
Yeah, it was early in the third. It was early in the third. I think they had like 9 minutes left in the third when he got hurt. So, they've been a better team. It's just trying to keep everybody on the floor. Paul George... has not been playing good as far as his scoring. He's doing what he can on defense, but he been bricking like a motherfucker out there, dog. Looking like Chris Middleton.
he let Dame Dollar get in his head when Dame was talking all that shit to him.
Well.
Meanwhile, Dame's pulling up from the parking lot splashing threes. I know they got their ass busted.
He didn't do that game too.
Like I said, I know they got their ass bust.
He dislocated a finger. He is going to play tonight in game three.
Of course he is, man. It's called duct tape. That's what black people use.
duct tape. put that duct tape on it.
Word.
Let's get this done. Yeah, he's gonna play.
Put that duct tape on it, take some Tylenol, get the fuck back out.
You know,
there.
But when they got their ass bust, you could tell when he gave up. You can look. If you go back and look at the game, at the tail end of the third, he's just standing there, letting the rest of the offense just try to make something happen. I don't know if that was the point where he had he was trying to like pop his finger back into place or something, but it was a couple of those plays where you was like, damn, now what's up with Dame? Like, he's not in this game right now. Like, he's... Mentally, he's not in the game right now.
Because his finger is over there, and the rest of his hand is over here. It's
like, you know, I don't know if that's what he was trying to do. I think maybe he was trying to pop it back into place. Toronto has been blowing out the Nets. Like, that it hasn't been close the entire series. They're up 3-0.
Game two was kind of close. I watched game two. Game two went down to the wire up until the last, like, 2-3 minutes. But 1-3? Nah.
Yeah. The Celtics and the Sixers. And the Celtics up 3-0. Do you think Embiid is going to ask for a trade?
Yeah, he's gonna tell him, trade that nigga that's fucking with them Kardashians. He's fucking up the team.
Oh, Ben Simmons?
Yes.
But Ben Simmons is hurt.
Exactly.
He's going to tell him to trade Ben Simmons.
Exactly. He don't shoot anyway, so what's the point?
Oh, no, man. So, you trade Ben Simmons and keep Embiid?
Yeah.
If you're the general manager, that's what you're doing?
Me?
Yeah, if you are the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers,
I'm trading both of them.
You're trading both of them?
Yeah, and B can't stay healthy, and this nigga over there fuck with the Kardashians. I don't need that on my squad.
So you're trading both of them?
I'm getting a haul, man. I'm getting like 4 first-round picks.
You're getting rid of both of them.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
I'm getting 4 first-round picks. Some good role players and some cash.
Yo, man, we hire you, bro. We hire you. That's a good way of looking at it. I'm sure people out here like, what do you mean you get rid of him because he?
I'm sending them both to Phoenix. Like, I want DeAndre Ayton to give me Devin Booker. I can talk Devin Booker off the ledge with the Kardashians. It's early in the game.
I don't think so, bro. It ain't early in the game no more. The first thing he did when he got out the bubble with his team went home was he went out on a date with Kendall Jenner. That's the very first thing he did when he got out the bubble, dog.
Well, he the best player to get with her, so maybe he can change the game.
I don't know about that. Did you post that up? The all Kendall squad?
Yes, I did post that.
Yo, they would make the playoffs.
They would make the playoffs.
Yo, Kendall get around. She get around.
But she don't be in a relationship with none of them, really.
She doesn't.
You know?
Like, it's like a stop and go.
She just letting niggas smash.
Yeah. Well, it is official. The Heat have beat the Pacers.
Yo, did you see the video about this girl talking how she Instagram hoe? Talk how she sucked seven Phoenix Suns dicks in one night.
Oh, good for her.
Oh, you didn't see the video?
I didn't see that video, man. Good for her, though.
Shit, man.
Good for her, man. She out here. The Phoenix Suns?
She was proud of that shit.
Yo, the Phoenix Suns, though?
Dude, she was proud of that shit.
Yo, them some trash ass players on Phoenix. Like, she gonna have to upgrade next time.
Every weekend? On my birthday, I seen them all at Dre's, like this one team.
Okay.
She's so shy. It's just so cute, know, baby.
Is that No Jumper?
And I don't know.
Who is that? That's Adam 22, right? No Jumper.
And I sucked their dick.
Put the mic down to
the yeah, that's No Jumper. I know.
Seven basketball players in a row?
That's all he does.
How was that?
Interview.
I didn't fuck any of them, though.
What happened to the nuts?
Swallowed.
All of them?
Yeah.
And nothing happened? You didn't have, like, a weird reaction in your stomach or anything?
No, I passed
that
out.
That sounds so fun.
You're almost making it sound like you were too fucked up to be sucking seven dicks. And also, you were getting fucked by somebody else right before this?
Yeah, they walked in mid-me getting fucked.
How did they walk in? Where were you?
In the hotel room. So I was fucking, like, someone that works with the team. And I know that team because I've hooked up with them before. All pulled up. No, not the whole team. Like, a few of them. They all just pulled up. They knew I was in there. And they were like, let's get lit. And they were just sitting around the bed, and they just rotated.
They just rotated?
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yo, like, they all love you.
So you I honestly don't know about that dude that suck my dick.
Yeah, I don't care. It was lit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I respect
she's
that.
Just nervous right now.
Yo, how?
No, I mean,
how
she's not
nasty
nervous,
do you
gotta really
be to be the seventh dude to get your dick sucked? Like, how nasty you gotta be, bro?
You in the bubble?
How that hole get in the bubble? There's no way she passed.
Well,
apparently she did, huh?
Something.
Yo, she not even media personality. What the hell is this?
Hey, they went undefeated in the bubble for a reason.
Touche. Touche.
Touche. That bitch is proud of it. She's like, I got fucked by another nigga that was on the team, but he don't play for the team.
So he was he worked with the team. He was an equipment manager.
Yeah, I was about to say, he the equipment manager. And he called the boys up like, yo, I got this hoe up in here. I know you know this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
She up in there like, I was lit. Like, I don't give a fuck. I suck 7 dicks. It's like, I know all them niggas. And she, that's what she said. That's what she said. I can't. You heard it?
We did hear it, bro.
Out of her mouth, so.
You know, congratulations to the Phoenix Suns. you got hoes just coming out the woodwork, and them bitches be proud. The one team that I did want to talk about, though, is what the fuck is wrong with the Denver Nuggets right now?
Coaching. I blame it on coaching. They're not ready to play.
The Jazz are like toying with these guys at this point. Like, mm-hmm. I knew the series was over when they barely won game one. And Utah didn't have Conley nor Bogdanović in the rotation. But they took them to overtime. The other day, yesterday.
With Donovan Mitchell dropping 57 game one.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell dropped 57 in game one. Yesterday, the Nuggets lost 124-87.
Like I said, it's coaching. They're not ready to play. Plain and simple.
These guys were the third seed in the West?
Somewhere around there. I don't know for sure, but it's somewhere up. They were up there.
Like, nigga, we picked y'all before this started. We picked y'all. We said, yo, the Nuggets got this.
But you want to know what? They disappoint us every year. So ain't no more picking them.
Ain't no more picking them after this. Man. After this, we're done.
Yeah.
You guys fucked that up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, congratulations, Nuggets. You played yourself.
Yeah, they did. They're playing like shit. There's no other way around it. They're getting beat down.
Yeah. You know, at least everybody else is making it competitive. At least.
Man, them Clippers. I'm not the Clippers. Them Rockets is beating the shit out of the Thunder. They beat this. And Westbrook ain't even playing.
Yeah. Game three has already tipped off. The Rockets are up 15-7 with 4 minutes left in the first.
Yeah, them Thunder been getting blown out.
Now, I have a question for you.
Yep.
Excuse me. That was asked in one of my Facebook groups. Fred VanVleet. His contract is up this year.
Mm-hmm.
If you are the Toronto general manager, president of operations, whatever you want to call it.
Majiri, whatever the fuck his name is.
Do you give Fred VanVleet a max contract?
Yes, you do. If I'm him, yes. For the simple fact that, for one, we all don't nobody want to come to Toronto.
Right.
He is balling, Fred VanVleet. He's earned that contract.
He's earned that contract. So you would give him the max contract?
Yes, okay. I would.
I would, too. Reason being is because I don't look at Fred VanVleet as a system player. I don't think he's a system player.
Mm-hmm.
When you come down the court and you jacking up trays from deep, like Steph Curry and them. That's not part of the system. Nobody put that in place. He's not coming off screen and rolls, pick and rolls to score his buckets. This is legitimate skill that this young man has. I believe that no matter what team he would go to, he would continue to do the same thing. You pay this man because he did the job for you guys for 4 years. He's done the job. He's done what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, he has. But at the same time, too, I think that team is missing something.
They are missing something. I believe they are missing something.
Like, they're balling. They are balling. But they're missing something to get him back over the hump.
But the thing about his max contract, though, if you can offer him a max contract and have him sign it after the free agency, so you can say, yo, we're going to give you the max contract. Let us do free agency first, because then we can sign you back over the cap, because they have the bird rights for him because he's been on the team for 4 years. So offer him the max. Don't have him sign it until after free agency, where you're trying to get your pieces. I'm trying to get my new piece. I want the new piece to help you guys. I know we're missing something. Let me get that new piece.
I'm just trying to think, like, what piece is out there, though.
I honestly think their piece is needed. I think they need a better small forward.
What does Siakam play?
Power.
That nigga ain't no power forward.
I think he plays power.
Maybe in the East, but...
Okay. Well, either way, then they would need a small or a power forward, depending on where they're putting Siakam.
Okay.
And if you're going with a four, if you're going with a power forward, I think you need somebody that is a two-way player that can rebound the ball well.
Yeah, you go get him beat.
You go get him beat?
Yep.
Okay. You go get him beat. What would they be able to give up?
Give a fucking a first round pick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We know Philly trusts the process.
Yeah. You know? Shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. But that's the question I had for you about Fred VanVleet. I think he's a really talented player. And yes, he earned that contract. There was people saying that he shouldn't get that. No, why would you give him a max contract? He's not a max player.
There's a lot of people that are max players that don't earn or deserve the contract they get, but they still get it.
Yeah. The thing about the NBA, though, is like...
That man's an NBA champion.
Yeah. The thing about the NBA, though, is if you don't pay them, they're going to go to someplace else, and they still going to get the money. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like they're not going to get the money. You know? I mean, you as the organization that drafted them and that honed their talent, you are able to give them more money than any other team, and that's an incentive for him to stay with you guys. But as we've seen, no superstar wants to stay in Toronto. Like, nobody wants to stay there.
Because it's Canada.
You know, Kawhi's was only there because he got traded.
For people born in the U.S. and having to move there and play there, it's a hassle for their family to come there and watch them play.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know what I'm saying? All that is a hassle for people.
Yeah.
You know, American-born players, they don't want to go through that shit.
Definitely not. You know? Even the foreign players don't want to be over there. For real. Like.
Yeah, it's Canada. It's cold.
It is. Yo, we live in the Northeast, man. We know about that cold, dog. You don't want that cold going around.
Shit, Toronto's what? Maybe 2 hours from here? Maybe?
Three or four. Something like that. Three. I think it's 3.5, maybe.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's not... We could drive if we wanted to. You know, got to go through Border Patrol, but... Not bad.
Yeah, it's like right on the other side of the
Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck Buffalo.
God damn.
I'm a Dolphins fan.
Just out the blue, just fuck Buffalo.
I'm a Dolphins fan. Just fuck out Buffalo. The
blue. All right, man. So with the NFL season looming, it's coming up. We have our fantasy drafts. Which one we got first?
Our draft, this draft.
We have the Listener League's draft next Saturday, the 29th. The champ is out here to defend his title.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt is the champion, the reigning, defending, undisputed Listener League champion.
Yes.
I give him his props. He did his thing, man, last year. That was great. We had fun. He's going to be defending his title. The draft will happen next Saturday, and we will do that draft live.
And in all fairness,
here on the show,
I don't even know the draft order. I don't know who's drafting first, second, none of that.
Yeah, it's randomized. He's done his duty.
You know, I can change it if I wanted to. But I made it a point to not even look.
Yeah, he's done his due diligence. We want this to be fair and fun to the people that participate.
Now, I'm going to be pissed if I get that last pick.
It is what it is, man. Don't worry about
you,
it.
Nigga.
It is what it is, man. Don't worry about it. You know, but in lieu of that, man, we're going to play a game.
All right.
I don't know if you've seen this article. Did you see the article on Bleacher Report today?
About what?
NFL quarterbacks and their rapper comparisons.
How, motherfucker?
No, you didn't. So, what we are going to do, I'm going to read off the rapper comparison and the little blurb that they put on here, and I want you to try to guess which quarterback they are speaking of.
Whatever, let's do it.
Let's do it. So, number one. The rapper that he's being compared to is Big Sean. And the blurb says that he is talented yet frustrating. He could be in a different situation, but he does head-scratching things. Who is this quarterback?
Can you give me a conference in the division?
I can give you the conference. NFC.
Kirk Cousins?
No. It is Matthew Stafford of the Detroit Lions. He could be. He's talented, yet he's frustrated. Could be in a different situation, but he does head scratching things from time to time.
Okay, that's Kirk Cousins too.
That is Kirk Cousins as well.
Like.
That is Kirk Cousins as well. Next up. He's a little dog with a big bark. He's proven to be one-dimensional, and his gig is almost up, and he is out of the AFC. The rapper comparison was DaBaby. One-dimensional as hell, but he talks like he's the greatest in the world.
Cam?
No. He talks a good game. But every time he get out there.
Shit, I don't know.
Baker Mayfield.
He don't even talk a good game. What you talking about? That's why I'm like. That's why I'm like, Cam.
He don't even talk a good game?
Like, what is he one-dimensional about?
One-dimensional. I don't know what his one-dimension is.
Exactly.
His one-dimension is he can't get the ball to his top flight receiver.
That's why I said Cam. Like, Cam talks a good game. Like, he's the greatest ever. You know what I'm saying? He's one-dimensional because he can't motherfucking throw. Baker. What the fuck did Baker do?
Now. Don't worry about the rapper that they're comparing them to.
Just shit, I don't know these rappers anyway.
Just think about the blurb. Future. Years of greatness and consistency out of the NFC. Years of greatness and consistency.
Years left or years past?
Years. Like, he's been in the game for a long time, and he's always put out greatness and consistency. NFC.
That bad man. What you mean, no?
It's not that bad, man.
Drew Brees?
It is Drew Brees. Years of greatness and consistency.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers has been way greater than Drew Brees.
I don't know about that.
This nigga, I don't know if you heard the stat on First Take.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers, they throw double digits interceptions to 2010.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That was 10 years ago.
Another NFC quarterback. Being compared to Kendrick Lamar doesn't say too much in regards to the public, but his body of work is Hall of Fame worthy without a doubt. This is NFC.
Tom Brady?
NFC. Oh, he is an NFC man, but no, it's not him.
Hold on. Aaron Rodgers,
yes, sir. Rapid comparison, Wale. This quarterback out of the AFC is very talented, yet overly criticized all the time. overly criticized.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of AFC QBs. Say what he is again.
Very talented, yet overly criticized all the time.
Shit, I don't know, man.
That would be Cam Newton.
I mean, if you said he dressed like a girl, I would have got that shit.
You said he dressed like a girl. All right, this is rapper comparison. Lil Uzi Vert. Flashy style.
Dressed like a girl.
Has proven doubters wrong and has elevated to the top of the game. AFC quarterback.
That's bullshit. Ain't no AFC quarterback that done proved doubters wrong and is at the top of the game. Hell no. Not in the AFC there isn't. Don't say Watson because I don't believe that shit.
You don't believe that shit?
No.
It's not Watson.
Who?
It's Patrick Mahomes.
He ain't proved no doubt. What the fuck are you talking about? That's bullshit. We all know what he was coming off the bench.
We all knew he was the shit. We all knew he was the shit coming off the bench.
Yes.
Nigga, we didn't know he was going to be the shit coming off the bench.
Nah, we knew after that first game.
We did. We did.
After that first game, we did. Come on. What doubters were there? There were no doubters because we didn't know nothing about him.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't.
That's bullshit. You're stupid. AFC
quarterback is the people's favorite. That's all they got here. And his rap comparison is Lil Baby.
The people's favorite?
AFC quarterback. People just love this guy.
Fitzpatrick?
No.
Motherfuckers love Fitzpatrick.
They do, but
no. I don't know.
Deshaun Watson.
Okay. I can get that one.
He is being compared to YBN Cardi. He had a great coming out party with his major debut in 2019. And his future is bright. NFC quarterback.
I can't think of his name. I have a name. The Cardinals quarterback. The
Cardinals quarterback is correct. It is Kyler Murray.
Yes. Kyler Murray. Like, I got a name. I couldn't think of the name. But there you go. I got that one right.
Yep. Has made his rapper comparison. Roddy Rich has made a great impact on the game early in his career. AFC quarterback.
I'll say the Ravens QB.
That's correct. Lamar Jackson. Look at this. Are you kidding them, dog? Rapper comparison, Yo Gotti was above average for a very, very long time, but never considered elite. He's old now, though. AFC quarterback.
Fitzpatrick.
No.
Hold on.
Above average for a long time. Never considered elite. He's old now. AFC quarterback. Is he still an AFC quarterback? Yeah. Nope. I take that back. I don't even know what team he plays for anymore.
Well, that don't help.
I don't even know what
team. You tell me AFC, but he might not be in the AFC. Like,
Oh, he's an NFC quarterback now. I'm sorry. That's right, Aries. Tell him.
All right. What's the description again?
He was above average for a very long time. Never considered elite. But he's old now.
But he's old now? And he's in the NFC?
He's in the NFC now. He was in the AFC for a long time. Up until this year, actually.
I don't know.
Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle. He's above average.
He ain't even a starter, man. That shit shouldn't even count.
rapper comparison, J. Cole. He's a do-it-all guy. that carries his team on his back. He's versatile. Very versatile. Carries his team on his back. NFC quarterback.
Russell.
Russell Wilson. Yes, sir. He is in there, boy.
For real.
Rapper comparison, Mac Miller. Former AFC quarterback left the game too soon.
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck, yes, sir. Rapper comparison, A Boogie with the hoodie. This guy was supposed to be the face of New York, but it didn't happen. AFC quarterback. Face of New York, but it didn't happen. AFC quarterback.
Is he still the face?
He still plays for the team.
Andrew Dalton? Dalton?
Dalton? What you mean Dalton? Dalton played for the Bengals. You talking about the other?
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Rapper
all them scrubs, you know, they get mixed up.
Rapper comparison, YG. He had a great yet inconsistent run. This guy is a real head scratcher at times. He is an NFC quarterback. He's no longer a starter, but
Mr. 30 for
30? Mr. 30 for 30, yes. That is right. Mr. 30 for 30, Jameis Winston. Yes, sir. Rapper comparison is Post Malone. This NFC quarterback has dedicated fanboys that are out to prove that he isn't just a gimmick. Gimmick. NFC quarterback. He's never been a starter.
Oh, he's never been a starter?
Never been a starter.
Oh, the dude on the Saints.
The dude on the Saints. I don't even know his name. What's his name?
Damn. I don't even know it either. I just know it's the dude on the Saints because he ain't never been a starter.
The quarterback, dude. I forget
and
his name.
He's a gimmick quarterback.
Yeah. Rapper comparison, Tyga. He's been around forever. He's talented, but he's never really consistent. He does something every year to make us believe in him briefly, but then he lets us down again. AFC quarterback. Been around forever. Talented, but he's never really consistent. But he does something every year to make us believe in him briefly.
Fitzpatrick. My quarterback, of course.
Fitzpatrick, man. Oh, man. So you're getting them, man. You're getting these guesses down. Rapper comparison, Chance the Rapper. This AFC quarterback, there's a big split on those who love him and those who hate him. He's very talented, without a doubt. But we're still trying to figure out exactly who the hell he is, even after years of playing the game. AFC quarterback. Former MVP candidate.
An AFC? Oh, excuse me. Big Ben?
No.
Hold on. Because you said been in the league for years.
He's been in the league a few years, yeah. Former MVP candidate. He's talented, but we're still trying to figure out exactly who he is.
I don't know.
Carr from the Oakland Raiders.
Ain't nobody thinking about the Raiders, man. Come on. That shit didn't even count.
Rapper comparison, Travis Scott. This guy is talented, yet overrated. The people behind the scenes are responsible for his success.
Tom Brady.
NFC quarterback. It's not Tom Brady, though.
It sounds like Tom Brady.
It sounds like Tom Brady. Say it again.
Talented, yet overrated. The people behind the scenes are responsible for his success.
Eagles quarterback?
Nah.
Who?
It's my quarterback, Jared Goff. It hurts. It hurts. It hurts because it's kind of true. It hurts because it is kind of true. Like, the system is responsible for his success. And without the system, he goes out there and he plays like shit. Like, if we ain't running the ball, he turning the ball over. Like,
yes, I do know that. You don't give that man the ball with 2 minutes left in the game.
You don't give him the ball with 2 minutes left in the game, dog. It's not happening. You're losing every time. Rapper comparison, Currency. People love him. He does things on his own terms, doesn't conform or switch his style up to any situation. He is an NFC quarterback.
People love him?
Yeah, man, people love him.
I don't know a lot of people that love quarterbacks to be, you know what I'm saying?
He's on his third team.
He's on his third team.
That's correct. NFC quarterback on his third team.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Had a devastating injury that we thought was going to end his career.
Oh. Alex Smith.
No.
No?
No. Teddy Bridgewater. Devastating the injury.
That wasn't that devastating. Well, Alex Smith's shit was devastating.
His shit was devastating. He is back.
Yes, he is.
That's good for him, man. Rapper comparison, Jake Harlow. The world awaits to see if this man will actually just be a one-hit wonder AFC quarterback.
Tannehill?
No.
No, hold on.
They're waiting to see if he will actually just be a one-year wonder.
I'm trying to think of somebody that just had one good year.
Now the world is waiting to see if he's going to be a one-year wonder. Rookie quarterback.
Oh, so they had a good year already?
No, they haven't had a good year yet.
Tua? The
rookie quarterback. No.
The dude on the Bengals?
Yep, Joe Burrow. Rapper comparison, Gucci Mane. This player was elite in the mid to late 2000s. He's been consistent over the last decade when not bogged down with legal troubles. He's slimmed down and he's getting older, but he still shows some flashes of greatness. AFC quarterback. Been around since the mid-2000s.
Legal troubles?
He had some legal troubles.
Shit, I don't even know. I don't know.
Big Ben. Ah. He had some legal troubles.
And they could have gave a better description for Big Ben, though. You know, he's got 2 Super Bowl rings. They could have gave him a better description.
Gave him a better description.
Yeah.
Rapper comparison, Drake. People have wanted this guy to fail for years, but he's consistently been great. Going down in the record books. But that doesn't mean he hasn't regressed a tad bit over the last 2 or 3 years. NFC quarterback.
Tom Brady. Yeah, it sound like Brady.
Because people have wanted this guy to fail. But no,
Max Kellerman has wanted that man to fail.
That guy has been consistently putting up numbers, getting rings. Oh, man. You did good with that, man.
I mean, I know football. If you give me a good description, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I felt like some of those descriptions were a little like, eh.
Yeah, that Big Ben one, like, come on. That man got 2 Super Bowl rings. Put some respect on
it. Put some respect on
it. Yeah.
I don't like the fact that they compared Patrick Mahomes to Lil Uzi Vert. Lil Uzi Vert, really? But the people's favorite thing, Deshaun Watson, that kind of goes with him.
Yeah, now that you think about it, it does.
And it goes with the Lil Baby thing, too, because Lil Baby, like, people love that dude for some reason, and I have no idea why. Like, I'd be like, what?
I have no idea, couldn't tell you.
You know.
Oh!
What?
I listened to Nas' new album that came out, like, a day or two ago.
I ain't listened to it.
Don't.
Don't listen to it. I was going to ask you about that Ultra Black joint. You heard the song Ultra Black? It's on the album, right?
I
you don't know. You don't care. This shit was it was whack. It was trash.
Like, Nas got bars, but the album is just boring.
Cause Nas is boring, and the album was produced by Hit Boy. Like, Hit Boy don't make like slow, dreary beats.
There's not one song on the album that stands out. Not a one.
Damn.
Not a one. It's 12 tracks. I listened to it one time straight through, and I probably got to song like 7 or 8. Like, damn, is this shit over already? Like, what the fuck, man? Mm-hmm. Like, I got like 4 or 5 more songs to go.
Yeah. So, there you have it, man. Don't go listen to the new Nas album.
But motherfuckers love Nas.
They do. I've always respected his craft. But anytime you ask somebody, anytime somebody try to defend Nas and be like, oh, he's great, the first song they bring up is, oh, he spit a song backwards. Nigga, Rewind was not that great. It was okay. Like, anybody could have done that.
And then they're talking about a song from the 90s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't talking about none of the shit he put out from like 2000 to 2010. They ain't
like anybody could. He spit a song backwards. He rapped a song about him being a gun. Like, bro, anybody could have done that. I get it. For the time, it was great. I understand. You guys love him. He's great. He's not bad.
The best song about somebody being a gun is Me and My Girlfriend by Tupac. Get the fuck up out of here.
Damn, man, that's that Tupac bias again, man.
No, it's not that Tupac bias. That's the truth. And you know that shit.
The greatest song about somebody being a gun is a song that hasn't been produced yet.
Bullshit.
Hasn't been produced yet. Because I ain't make it yet. That's why.
Say whatever you want. It's called Me and My Girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah. But you got anything else for the people before we get out of here, bro?
Yeah, put your motherfucking mask on.
Put your mask on. You know, that shit's still out here. Yo, don't let them tell you that
shit
it's
ain't
not
going nowhere. Wear your mask till they basically tell you not to.
When the whoa. I'm going to have to cut you. I got to cut you all dead. No. Do not let them tell you not to. The motherfuckers will tell you anything.
No, I'm just under the impression that, like, this virus is like the flu. It's not going nowhere. Ever.
Yeah.
It's not going nowhere.
Them motherfuckers will tell you anything. Don't listen to them motherfuckers out here.
That's just my personal feeling. Like,
wear your shit until you feel comfortable not wearing it anymore.
Like, I feel the coronavirus is here to stay.
Yeah. You know, but wear your shit until you feel like is good to not do it anymore.
I mean, you know, of course, don't listen to Trump. That's my personal opinion.
Hell, that's don't my listen personal to, opinion. Don't listen to fucking the Biden either. Them motherfuckers don't know what they talking about. Don't listen to nobody that's not a medical professional about this situation. Like, keep that shit on.
And if you feel like you should take it off, keep that shit on anyway.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. On the next episode, we are going to bring you guys the Justin Timberlake versus Usher song for song battle. We going 10 songs versus 10 songs.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring some JT fire, some heat. Yeah, I know Usher got hits on top of hits on top of hits.
On top of hits.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not delusional. I am not delusional, but
Matt's going to be representing Justin Timberlake. I'm going to be representing Usher. We're going to get this 10 songs up. 10 songs versus 10 songs. It's going to be a fun battle. Hopefully you guys will tune in for that next time. And then next week, like I said, we're going to have the live draft. The fantasy football draft from our listener league. We're going to have that live on air.
Also, too, for y'all motherfuckers that didn't listen or didn't know, last Tuesday was Antoine's birthday. Happy birthday to my bro, my co-star. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you, man. And we dropped that Tupac versus Jay-Z battle on my birthday.
Tupac won that shit.
This is a great battle, though.
Antoine tried. He tried to pull some Jay-Z hits, but they ain't better than Tupac.
Hey, man. It was a good battle, man. So if you guys tried. If you guys go and listen to that, man, it was a great battle. Tupac, we've also done, we did Twista versus Busta Rhymes. That was a fun battle. We did.
Busta won that tip, too.
No, he didn't. Stop playing. Stop playing. Twista got that one. And then we also did an Eminem versus Redman battle as well.
I feel Redman won that because Eminem didn't come out with the hits they should have came out.
Nah, man, it still was a great battle.
I'll call that one a tie.
You know, I feel like all the battles that we showcased, man, we have showcased.
See, the problem is, you know, Antoine be picking the songs that motherfuckers don't want to hear. I don't want to hear. I can't speak for everybody else.
We try to give you guys great songs. Like, just great songs off the rip. We try and give you great songs. So, hopefully you guys enjoy those battles that we put out.
Yeah, don't be looking for no NSYNC shit, because you ain't getting it.
You ain't getting no NSYNC shit. Next battle that we probably are going to come out with, what are we doing? Mike versus Prince, probably.
Yeah, you can have Prince, because that's, you know.
Well, I'll take him. It's no problem.
You're going to have to give me some boundaries, because Mike got, like...
I ain't got to give you no boundaries, dog.
I'm just saying, since he was a kid, you know what I'm saying?
You can play whatever you want, bro.
Don't tell me I can play whatever
you
I want.
You can play whatever you want, bro. Like, it's your shit.
I already got this dub.
It's your shit.
Mike already got this dub.
You know what I'm saying? Mike got classic records, man.
He's got 40 years of hits.
Both of them been around nearly the same amount of time, though, bro.
But Mike been doing this since he was getting smacked up as a kid by Joe.
Hey, man.
He was a baby getting slapped up by Joe. Like,
it's cool, bro.
You better hold that, Mike.
It's cool, man. You can bring your ABC 1-2-3, man. It's all right, man. You can bring that. You can bring your ABC 1-2-3, dog. It's cool, man. If you want to bring the ABCs, you can bring the ABCs, man. It's cool, man. It's all right, man. You can bring the Jackson 5 days. It's all right. I don't care. It don't matter, man. We here to showcase the greatness of both of those guys, man. That's all we're going to do. And just like we're going to showcase the greatness of Justin Timberlake and Usher in the next episode, man. You got anything else for the people?
No, I'm good.
All right, man. We appreciate you guys listening to us as always. This has been a Two Cents Nonsense podcast. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
I've been Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Leave a like, share, subscribe, review, all that shit. We appreciate you guys, and we out.
I'm out.